It's time for today's daily devotional, and we're in our 18 days of thankfulness on day 9. Of course, our scripture today comes from Proverbs 17:22. A cheerful heart is good medicine. Indeed it is, because laughter is one of God's sweetest therapies. Now, we know it doesn't cure every problem, but man, it sure does lighten the load while you're walking through it. Think about the last time that you laughed so hard your stomach actually hurt. Can you even remember back that far? I'll be honest, I'm thinking on it now, and I can't. I just can't even think back that far. I don't even remember the last time I laughed that hard. But that's the kind of laugh that really makes you just forget for a moment that life can be heavy. You know, God created that. He designed our bodies and souls to respond to joy, and sometimes we talk ourselves into believing that's because life is so serious that we have to be so serious too. But God knew that we would need relief. He knew that we would face stress and heartache and exhaustion and fear and days where we didn't have much left in the tank. So he gifted us with laughter, a child's giggle, an inside joke, a moment of pure, just plain downright silliness, or maybe a story that takes you back. Could be a friend who knows how to make you smile even on your worst day. Laughter reminds us that even in the hard seasons, God hasn't forgotten joy. He hasn't forgotten beauty, and he hasn't forgotten to send light into the dark places. And have you ever noticed that laughter is just contagious? That it spreads so quickly, it softens that tension where you're in the middle of an argument or a dispute. It breaks down those walls. It pulls people together in a way that nothing else can. Laughter isn't just noise. It's a sign that your spirit is still alive. It's still hopeful, still connected to the joy, even when sadness tries to creep right on into your life. And for some of you listening today, maybe it feels like it's been a long time since you really laughed. Maybe you're like me. Life has been heavy. The days have been long. The battles have been quiet and personal. But hear this. God can restore your joy and mine too. Not just the polite smile, but the deep, soul-filling laughter that lifts the weight right up off of your shoulders. So be thankful for laughter today. Not because everything is perfect, but because God can bring joy into imperfect moments. Laughter is just proof that the darkness doesn't win. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, thank you for the beautiful gift of laughter, the joy that lifts our hearts, lightens our burdens, and reminds us that hope is still alive. Thank you for the moments that make us smile, the people who just brighten our days, and the joy you place in our hearts, even when life feels heavy. And for those who haven't laughed much lately, restore their joy and bring light back into places that feel dim for them. Send people and moments that remind them that they are loved and seen, and they are not alone. And teach us to embrace joy without guilt, to notice the little moments of sweetness, and to remember that a cheerful heart truly is good medicine. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.